The Coast Guard is a family. That was the prevailing sentiment at a memorial service held this afternoon in Sitka for Lieutenant Sean Kruger, Petty Officer First Class Adam Hoke, and Petty Officer Second Class Brett Banks. The three Coast Guard servicemen died last week when their MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter crashed into the water off La Push, Washington. Coast Guard Commander Doug Cameron took command of Air Station Sitka just 9 days before the accident. He served with Banks and Hoke at prior Coast Guard assignments, and in his short time in Sitka, got to know Kruger as a model officer.
Sean, Adam, and Brett all loved their jobs. They loved being guardians for the people of Alaska. They loved the adventure of flying in Coast Guard helicopters, especially in Alaskan skies. And like all of us here at Air Station Sitka, they had a special place in their hearts for Sitka and its people. Sitka is our home.
Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Robert Papp made the trip from Washington, D.C. to attend the memorial service. He spoke to reporters afterward.
It's such a small service by comparison to the others that when we do have a loss of any one Coast Guardsman, much less three, it really touches the lives of all of us. So that's why we gather together, why we take the time to do ceremonies like this. I refer to it as the manners of our profession, but it's really a time for us to get together, to celebrate the lives of these great heroes, and then to shore each other up to be able to get through the tragedy.
Today's memorial service was also watched online by more than 1,300 people. The survivor of the crash, Lieutenant Lance Leone, was released from a Seattle hospital yesterday after being treated for a broken arm and leg.